Panera. Food as it should be.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, May the 17th, 2019. Hope all is well. Man, we have a busy show planned for you today. Looking forward to that show. Three guests today. Josh Williams talking Preakness tomorrow. He breaks it down. Our horse racing expert is going to join us 7:25 to break that down. 8:05, we'll get Jinx Patrick on. He's returned from a recent hunting trip up in North Dakota, I think he said. Get some thoughts about that. At 8:25 this morning, Larry Pendley joins us, Hall of Fame golf coach at Clemson, who helped lead his Tigers to a NCAA regional advancement. Now they go to the NCAA tournament coming up out in Arkansas a week from Monday, I think it is. So we'll talk about that a little bit of the three guests. Clemson beats Wake Forest last night in baseball 4-3, despite having only 5 hits in the game. 13th homer of the season by Bird, 7th homer of the season by Briar Hawkins. Both those were solo shots, and Clemson got a 6 2/3 of no earned runs out of Matt Clark. The Tigers did have 3 errors last night. Hall, Green, and Hawkins all made errors, and he did give up 4 walks, but nice 6 2/3, exactly what the Tigers needed. Griffith and Weatherly couldn't get anybody out, but Spires comes in, saves the day with 2 1/3 there late, and Clemson wins 4-3. The Tigers improved to 32-22 overall. They improved to 14-14 in the ACC. Same two teams tonight at 6 o'clock. Looking forward to that one. Clemson basketball news, former Texas Tech wingman Kayvon Moore, 6'7", 215-pounder, is coming to Clemson. He's originally from Macon, Georgia, was originally ranked number 39 in the country, was a very highly rated player coming out, and we'll tell you about who this former four-star, what he did at Texas Tech in the show, but very nice pickup for the Tigers, and the third transfer, and he has multiple years to play, by the way. He played a season there. And so not a grad transfer. He'll sit out the coming year. But Kayvon Moore coming to Clemson. We found out yesterday that Texas A&M and the Tigers will kick off at 3:30 on September 7th in Memorial Stadium. ABC game. We also know 8 o'clock for Georgia Tech, 7:30 for Syracuse. So some early season games, we understand times of those. Oh, by the way, failed to mention this. On the college baseball stuff, told you Clemson won. Well, the Gamecocks got beat last night 24-7 in a football-type score against fifth-ranked Mississippi State. However, good news for the Gamecocks, Kentucky also lost and Alabama also lost. Vanderbilt beat Kentucky 16-10, and Alabama was defeated by Georgia 9-4. So those teams still tied, trying to the two of the three get into the SEC tournament. Vanderbilt 16-10 over Kentucky, I told you, and Georgia 9-4 over Alabama. Tennessee shut out Ole Miss 7-0, Arkansas over A&M 7-3, LSU beat Auburn 7-1, and Florida down Missouri 5-4. Last night, ACC action, besides Clemson and their win, Virginia down Virginia Tech 8-6, North Carolina beat NC State 5-3, Louisville pounded Florida State 14-1. It was Miami sliding past Duke 4-3. Georgia Tech defeated Pittsburgh 12-7 and Boston College over Notre Dame 10-1. We start Thursday, Friday, Saturday because the ACC and SEC tournaments coming up next week from Hoover, Alabama in the SEC and from Durham in the ACC. Last night, the Golden State Warriors came back twice. They were 15 down at halftime and they were 8 down late in the game and outscored Portland when it counted. They won 114-111. The Warriors are 2 games to lead, none there. Series goes Saturday night up in Portland. Tonight, 8:30 from Milwaukee, TNT. Milwaukee Bucks trying to take a 2-0 lead over the Toronto Raptors. One series final finished up in the NHL last night. The Bruins shut out the Hurricanes, beat them 4-0. Series was 4-0. Bruins sweep the Hurricanes, and they've won 7 straight playoff games now. The Sharks and the Blues tonight, NBC Sports Network, 8 o'clock. The Sharks lead the series 2-1. Major League Baseball, we had some double-digit games last night. A's beat the Tigers 17-3. Rangers beat the Royals 16-1. Indians beat the Orioles 14-7. And the Twins beat the Mariners 11-6. Don't know. Braves last night 10-2 as well. Double digits everywhere. Austin Riley, oh, by the way, went 3-for-4 and drove in a run for the latest sensation there. We have Nationals over the Mets 7-6. It was the Reds over the Cubs, doubled them up 4-2. Same score, White Sox over the Blue Jays, and the Padres beat the Pirates 4-3. PGA Tour, PGA Championship, Bethpage Black, Farmingdale, New York. Brooks Koepka fires a course record and ties a tournament record with 63. 7 birdies and no bogeys. He has a one-shot lead over Danny Lee. 4 back is Tommy Fleetwood, among other players at 200 par, Luke Liss, Ricky Fowler's at 1-under, Dustin Johnson's at 1-under, Jordan Spieth, Mickelson, Jason Day, all at 1-under. Altogether, 16 players under par. Tiger Woods, 2-over par. Tiger, we found out yesterday, was ill on Wednesday, but Tiger at 2-over par, tied for 51st. Lucas Glover among those. They'll be back at it in the next 3 days up in Bethpage Black. Miles Murphy will commit to Clemson tonight. At his spring scrimmage, and will be the another five-star. So looking forward to that. And tomorrow, Kobe Pryor commits to Clemson, their second running back of the list there. Patrick Peterson, 6-game PED ban. I was a little surprised by that. And what else did I miss here? Anything else? Oh, our national quarterbacks. We wrap up quarterbacks week this week. I have a list of national quarterbacks, including a couple you might have never heard of before in my top 10 out there. I have a CBS Sports 100-day countdown to college football, some topics coming out of that. Also have someone ranking the top 130 D1 jobs in college football. So, as you can tell, just tons and tons and tons of things to do today. Texter brings up a good point that I had read about, didn't know a whole lot about. Jen in Charlotte says that Moore will probably get a waiver to play next year. He has a child in Macon, and that's why I need to be closer to his home. Look, everybody gets waivers now, so I would expect him to get a waiver maybe then. Good point. I knew he had some sort of circumstance, didn't know what it was there. All right, the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the host of segment 2, and the man that did an awesome job of bringing the Tigers home a win last night, Mr. Orr 24 in the Twitter world, but number one in your heart, Mr. Zach Orr. Yeah, Bo!
Morning, Mickey. How are you this morning, this Friday morning?
Oh, man. I am fantastic. I hope you are as well.
Oh, man. Couldn't be better.
Couldn't be better. How was your day?
It was great. Came home after the show yesterday morning, and then I came back last night, obviously, for Clemson baseball and got a nice win.
Nice.
So that was exciting.
Nice.
Always good to start a series off with a W.
Yeah.
Especially a conference series that means an awful lot for the Tigers.
You know, we gave them a hard time. They've won 3 out of 4. They've won 4 out of 6. Now, only one of those wins against a, well, you know, a good squad, I guess you could say. But who knows, man? They get pitching like they got last night, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who knows what can come out of all that?
Who knows? It was nice to see the pitching in the bullpen hold a lead for a change here in the last stretch of the season, and we'll see if they can carry that momentum tonight and Saturday.
No doubt. No doubt about that.
What'd you get into yesterday, buddy?
Let's see. Yesterday, kept a little fella. Mm. Oh, man. I had a rabbit this morning. Killed a rabbit. Ran over one. That makes me feel terrible when I do stuff like that.
What'd you do that for?
Squirrels make me feel bad. Rabbits, man. I missed the first one. For? And then about 2 months later, I hit a second one.
You hit its mom.
Oh, man. I feel terrible. I feel awful about that.
Was it out here by the police force?
No, about the halfway point. So that's not
by good. The entirety of the Clemson Police Department sitting out here?
Yeah, man, I feel terrible. Don't make me feel any worse. Kept the little man yesterday. He was great. Took him up to see his mom at school, and then we stopped by our lunch venue, and he was good all day, man. He was a perfect little boy all day. We did not make it to the baseball game last night.
Oh, you hate to hear that.
I know.
You got my hopes up. You got the people's hopes up.
Well, when you have a 3-month-old who is wearing 9-month-old clothes, by the way, 9 to 12 months. When you do that, there's really no plans. Like, you can't, like, the plan was to go. And then he was having a hard time sleeping, finally got him to sleep. I'm like, man, we're not waking this little fella up at this point in time. So, no, didn't work. Didn't work out.
What was the special at lunch yesterday?
A little steak quesadilla.
Steak quesadillas?
Yeah.
Woo-wee.
Yeah, so that was good.
A little salad?
Nah, you know, I did chips instead.
Did chips?
Yeah, little chips and little
goodness
little
gracious, salad. I don't even know who you are anymore.
I know, but he was good through all that. So Bruins have won. The only time the Bruins have won more playoff games than this was when they won 9 in a row in 1972.
They've won 7 in a row now.
I know. They're playing great. Shut them out last night.
Yeah, Carolina didn't really show up. In this playoff series is a bit more than they were willing to bite off and chew on, and they are getting swept by the Boston Bruins. So that's going to leave a bad taste in the Hurricanes fans' mouth. Turns out that sportscaster up there in Boston that hung up on the dude is going to get the last say about this.
I know,
and that stinks, and I feel for you guys, but these things happen. Boston is a bit of a buzzsaw right now.
Yeah. Did you watch the PGA?
Yeah.
Tiger was off.
Yeah.
He got it going, then he lost it again.
Yeah, it turns out you should probably play more than 9 holes.
He was sick.
I don't believe that.
I do.
Why?
Well, because Tiger Tracker said, on the app said, I knew something was up. So it didn't look right Tuesday. He was sick. It's just bad timing because he was exhausted from the Masters. Didn't play a whole lot. He needed some play this week and obviously got sick and couldn't do it. And so obviously, in my opinion. Another thing is Tiger didn't lie about stuff like that. If you notice, like, everybody said, well, he's not hurt. His knee's not hurt. His back's not hurt. He's like, why would he lie about it? What do you think he did? Tiger's been very upfront about all of it.
Yeah.
I tell you, Text Mr. Extraordinaire is hitting it pretty good this morning. He says the Hurricanes are now in a depression.
Oh.
He also said when I hit that rabbit this morning, it's splitting hairs.
Oh.
Ouch. H-A-R-E-S.
Left tire, right tire, front, rear.
Back left.
Oh, man. So you almost got away from
him.
I
almost got him, yeah. Almost missed
him. You almost got him. Hit the bump. Saw in the rear view.
Did you see? I saw the one of the best, most... People are amazing about how talented they are. You know the Bethpage Black warning sign by the first tee? Did you see it? But it was below it just said warning. And then you remember the movie Shawshank Redemption?
Yes.
Where Brooks offed himself. Yep. Hung himself.
Yep.
And right before he did it, he scratched in there, Brooks was here.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, it was a warning, and it says Brooks was here in the same writing. Brooks Koepka, man. How about that guy, huh?
Brooksy. That's kind of what I want to talk about in the next segment here. So we'll jump
segment
into
that. Two?
Oh, yeah. Okay. PGA. Yeah, they got a major championship happening right now. I figure we ought to talk about it.
All right.
You know?
All right. We'll do it.
If that's okay.
Yeah, shoot, yeah, we'll do it. We'll take care of that.
Well, a lot of stuff happened in sports yesterday.
Yeah, it's a busy day in sports yesterday, busy guest day today, and it's going to be a busy weekend this weekend. Clemson's going to add another 5-star, man. Really amazing what's happening here, but looking forward to seeing that. What do you mean, no spoiler warning
if
for the
movie? You haven't seen Shawshank Redemption by now.
I don't give you spoiler alerts for 25-year-old movies. Shawshank Redemption came out in 1994.
Yikes.
Come on, bro. How many is that?
25
years? Is that right? 24 years?
25.
Yeah, 25 years. 25-year-old movie you don't get spoilers for. Good stuff. All right. Hey, our friends at Harbin Lumber want to be your full-service lumber yard, and they want to do come in and take care of your cabinets. So we talk about installed services all the time here. Here's the thing about our friends at Harbin. They have Wes. Wes is a true – it goes down with the Mozarts and the Michelangelos of the world. This guy's an artist, man. This guy's amazing. They're going to come in, put in your cabinets, custom designed, custom made. It's going to fit. It's going to be awesome. We've got them in our mudroom, our laundry room, our kitchen, our bathrooms, our walk-in closet. Man, I've never had an issue with any of them. These are awesome. It's an absolutely incredible expertise just to watch this guy work. And on the end of it, I mean, just to see it's one thing. And then the cabinets you get are amazing, too. If you're thinking about cabinets, think about them in the garage. We're thinking about that. If you're thinking about any kind of custom-made cabinets, Harbin Lumber has the best in the business. It's harbinlumber.com, Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053. It's 353-5053. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Segment two in the PGA Championship with Zach Orr right after this.
S.H. Carter Development, Inc. is a family-owned construction and demolition company located in Greenville, South Carolina. The last name of Carter is directly associated with quality construction, and with over 50 years of experience, S.H. Carter Development, Inc. strives daily to meet the expectations that are associated with the family name. S.H. Carter is a licensed general contracting firm that specializes in demolition and roll-off container rental in the upstate South Carolina area. S.H. Carter prides itself on honesty and integrity to achieve a high standard of work. S.H. Carter, Inc.
The deals are in full bloom at George Coleman Ford this month, where you can drive away in a new 2019 Explorer. MSRP at $41,765. George Coleman Ford price at just $33,999 plus tax and tag. It has leather interior plus navigation. SUVs cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford, where there are never any added or hidden fees. Drive away in a new 2019 Explorer today.
Advertised price includes $3,000 in rebates.
Warmer weather is right around the corner, and that means it's time for you to schedule your seasonal AC checkup with my friends at Carolina Heating Service. Don't wait till the heat is here. Be prepared. The last thing you want to do is sweating inside your own home because your AC unit decided to not turn on. Let Carolina Heating Service prevent that from happening with a factory fresh tune-up. They service all makes and models. Give them a call at 864-232-5684 to stay comfortable all spring and summer long.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs, with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
Sometimes the unexpected happens and you need legal advice on how to move forward. Maybe you were hurt on the job or in a car accident, charged criminally, or need help with a real estate closing. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick is a former state prosecutor and has been fighting for Tiger fans like you for over 19 years. Call today to schedule your free consultation, 864-654-3680. The consultation is free. What do you have to lose? 864-654-3680. Go Tigers.
Graduation is just around the corner. You have worked hard for this moment. Your family and friends are here to celebrate. So get ready for those pictures and posts with a fresh shave and cut with Roosters. Roosters invites the men in your life to get a haircut and close shave like you have never gotten before. What time is better than now? Because the only thing more permanent than that degree is a picture in the family album. Call now for your appointment at 884-8920 to feel your best.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty, and your first maintenance is included. They even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell your friends about. Check out their inventory at ilovehenrikhondaeasley.com.
This message is for veterans and active duty. Our family at Patriot Pest Management thanks you for your service and the freedom you defended. You put your lives on the line for us, and now our country treats illegal immigrants better than they do you. I'm sorry for the way you're being treated. At Patriot Pest Management, we offer discounts to veterans to say thank you. The next time something is bugging you, call Patriot Pest Management 895-7299. That's 895-7299.
Are you craving a juicy steak cooked just the way you want it? The Blue Heron in Clemson offers only the best selection of meats, sushi, sides, house-made pizza, drinks, and desserts. Join them for happy hour 7 days a week at the downstairs bar, open until midnight. Catch the game on big screen TVs with your friends. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for full menu and more information. That's blueheronfood.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, okay, tell us how you really feel.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Oh, welcome back to the Mickey Plyler Show. Segment number two coming right up as we dive into. I like that. We're doing a couple drive turkeys over here today.
Oh, not JT.
As we dive into some PGA Championship talk. First, I want to tell you about Urban Nirvana. UrbanNirvana.com is a convenient way to go and visit and get a gift card for you or a loved one in about 5 or 10 minutes, whatever it takes to get you to fill out that information and throw your card information in there. You go to the website, click the big green gift card tab, get your info in there, and you can send it out via email. You can print it out with a nice little note and get your loved one a nice massage up there at Urban Nirvana in Greenville, in Charleston, or down in Columbia. Whatever floats your boat, whatever is closest to you, wherever you're listening in the Palmetto State this morning, I would encourage you all to go to Urban Nirvana, UrbanNirvana.com, and get yourself a nice little massage today, a nice little facial today, whatever it is that's going to get you in a state of relaxation. As we go through the weekend here and as we go into the PGA Championship talk, I know a lot of you, like me, are stressed. They're stressed after yesterday's opening round of the PGA where Brooks Koepka just runs away with it, Mickey Plyler. Puts up a 63 on a hard, hard golf course, a golf course that spit out six different golfers of 80 or over in their final score on the day. Koepka goes out and, like I said, shoots a bogey-free 63. His playing partner, Tiger Woods, a 2-over yesterday, 2-over 72. I need you, Mickey. I really do. I need you to talk me off the ledge here. It feels like a total disaster for Tiger Woods fans everywhere. Is there any chance our boy can make a cut this weekend, make some noise this weekend? I don't know if anybody's going to be able to run down old Brooksy.
Well, you want to talk about Tiger or Brooks?
I want to talk about how I'm going to go on and watch this
Tiger Woods is not going to win the PGA Championship.
And I'm not going to watch.
Well, don't watch. Because it's just set up against him, man. Again, the recovery from the Masters.
You have 4 weeks off.
Yeah. And as part of that, he poured everything into it. And mind and body just needed time. So he needed a big week this week. Like I said, he got sick. That said, Brooks Koepka is better than Tiger Woods, and Brooks is playing better than Tiger Woods, and Brooks had a better round than Tiger Woods, and so he's 9 back. Now he's got 54 holes, I'll talk about Brooks here in a minute. But, yeah, Tiger can make the cut and get a little bit of contention.
What's the cut going to be at, projected? We don't know yet.
Brooks controls a lot of that. I would guess... I would guess maybe 4 or 5 over.
It's a guess right now. But Tiger had it one under par after making two doubles on his backside for his first nine holes.
Mm-hmm.
He got it going and got to one under par with four holes to go, ran out of gas, and bogeyed three of the last four. His putter was not – he didn't putt it very well yesterday. And matter of fact, he was – what am I saying about putting? Strokes gained putting, he was minus a half a stroke to the field in putting yesterday. He hit 12 green. No, let me see. Right. Yeah, yeah. He hit 12 greens yesterday. It was okay. The two doubles hurt, and then the way he finished up hurt. Pretty good in the middle. We got a text saying Brooks Koepka is the best player in the world. Well, yeah, Brooks Koepka is playing better than anybody in the world right now. He also, the same guy says that he's going wire to wire. Not so fast. That's a hard thing to do, sleep on a lead for three different nights, you know?
He is the defending champion.
He is. You know, if he wins, he'll be the two-time PGA champion and two-time U.S. Open champion.
Yep.
Back-to-back.
Yep.
He would have won the last two PGAs and the last two U.S. Opens, which is crazy to think about. But remember this. Just as a little warning in golf. And I still think Brooks Koepka is going to win the golf tournament. But this idea that he's just going to dominate and go wire to wire, yeah, it can happen. I'm not telling you it can't happen. I'm just telling you that that normally doesn't happen. How many times did we see it? Did we say Molinari was in total control of this golf tournament and is going to go wire to wire and win the thing, whatever?
Yep.
It just doesn't work out that way all the time.
Molinari, of course, shoots a 72 as well. Yeah. Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Finishes two over the day.
What happened yesterday was Brooks Koepka made very few mistakes. And then when he made a mistake, he cleaned it up very, very nicely.
Probably should have saw this coming, right? When they go off of 10 yesterday to start the round, he makes a putt from off the green and essentially his, you know, feet in the Atlantic Ocean, he was so far away, and doinks it in with the flagstick. Probably should have saw that coming.
Brooks got everything out of that round. That doesn't happen for four rounds. It normally doesn't work out that way. So we'll see. Again, I think he's going to win the tournament, but this idea of him just running off and hiding and nobody's got any kind of chance at all. Yeah, I mean, that can happen. It just doesn't happen very often, and I can't count, you know, a ton of times that it has happened that way.
Brooks Koepka was the bright, shining light for your sport yesterday. He was the example that everybody wants to follow and get excited about and play golf. John Daly was the dark cloud of rain and thunder yesterday. Have you seen the pictures?
Yeah.
Have you seen the pictures, man? Yeah. Pulling up in the golf cart. He's got a giant McDonald's cup in the cup holder. I saw him getting off of one with a cig in one hand and his putter in the other as he going to putt for, I think it was bogey at that point.
Yeah.
That's a tough look.
It's not a good look.
That guy's playing, and Brooks Koepka is playing in the same tournament right now.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? Daly fired 75 yesterday. How about all the scores in the 80s? How about... Well, look, I thought that Koepka said it best. Koepka says it's as good a round as he's ever played. And he said that this golf course, you can. There's a fine line between being 2 under and being 5 over. That, you know, you can shoot 77, 78 around here if you're not hitting it, you know, your very best right now. And, you know, the golf course is going to dry out a little bit, and it's going to get a little firmer, a little faster. And that probably plays into Koepka's hands, but it also plays into you get it a little bit sideways and get it going a little bit off. The rough is deep enough. He drew some very good lines in the rough yesterday. I'm not trying to take anything away from him. The guy played what he said was the best round he's ever played or as good a round as he's ever played. I'm just saying that making every putt you look at, hitting every shot like that, it doesn't happen for 72 holes. So will he win? I think so. Will he go wire to wire and dominate and run off and hide from everybody? I don't think that's going to be the case. I just don't think that is the case. Have you noticed, I heard Kwok and Kelly talk about it a little bit yesterday. People don't like Brooks Koepka the way... Part of that's his fault a little bit. But if you notice that, like, Koepka's kind of rubs people the wrong way. He's, first of all, let's just call it like it is. He's got a little Dustin Johnson in him, right?
I think he's a little more engageable than Dustin Johnson.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. He's a little brighter.
Johnson's a moron.
Yeah.
I mean, just fact of the matter.
But Koepka doesn't say things.
Great player.
Yeah, great player. Koepka doesn't say things that you go, man, that's interesting. You know? Koepka's not an interesting person. He's a cyborg. He's a robo-golfer. But as far as, he's a physical beast. But as far as, like, being an interesting personality or anything,
You know, I was with you on that for the longest of times. And then I watched and listened to two interviews that he's done before this tournament. And it kind of changed my mind a little bit. He's got some personality to him. He has some ideas that he wants to talk about. He has a little bit of spunk to him. I don't mind him as much as I did before the tournament
started. I like him. I pull for him. I like him.
I just don't know if he's quite as much of the cyborg as old Dustin comes across as.
Well, Dustin's a cyborg without any kind of artificial intelligence.
Yikes.
Just leave that out there for you a little bit. I would say right now, normally I try to go into the first round and say, if you are this, then you're out of the golf tournament. I think if you're three over, you're out of the golf tournament right now.
Three over out of the golf tournament.
Yeah, so that would include...
In the sense that you can't make the cut?
No, you can't. You can't come back and win.
Okay.
That would include...
Some big names.
Yeah, some fairly big names. Snedeker's at four. Henrik Stenson's at four. Sergio's at four. Patrick Reed's at four over. I don't think
Leishman's at four over.
Yeah. Lowry's at five. Westwood's at five. Rafi Cabrera Bayo's at five. Notice I didn't pick him in this one.
Bubba's at six.
Yeah.
Duffner's at six.
Yeah.
Kisner's at seven.
I know. Kisner shot 77.
What happened, Kiz?
Mm.
Bogey, so, bogey, bogey. Birdie, bogey, double, double. That'll do it.
Now, if you're at two, you better hustle. And that group includes Webb Simpson. That includes Roy McIlroy. I would say two's not great right now, but there's some guys with a little gas at two.
Bryson, Lucas Glover's at two.
Yeah. Cameron Champ.
Frankie and Tiger, of course.
Yeah, Rory. So Molinari's at two. So there's some guys at two who can go. That's why I included two.
How is your top 16 looking?
No, pretty good. Pretty good. If you remember, I gave you Xander.
Your official pick is Xander.
Right. Xander is even. So he's T17 right now. On that list, we gave you Brooks Koepka. We gave you Tommy Fleetwood. Fleetwood's is third right now. We gave you Ricky Fowler, who's T9 right now. We gave you Dustin Johnson, who's also T9. We didn't give you Spieth Mickelson. We gave you Jason Day, who's T9 right now. We gave you, I should have given you Oosthuizen, I didn't. Gave you Justin Rose, Xander, both guys are T17 right now. So that's seven of them. Finau, we gave you that one, and he's T17.
Did you go Phil?
We gave you Gary Woodland, who's T17 right now.
Did you go Phil?
I did not give you Phil, no. Gave you John Rahm, he's T17. So that's nine of our 16 right now, or at even par or better. So we did pretty good with that one. The ones we gave you Molinari and Tiger, so those guys are at two over. We gave you Roy, that he's at two over. That's 12 versus 16. Not great as far as those three or four guys go, but really nobody. None of our 16 are out of it at this point. So, look, the winner here too. If you just pay a little bit of attention to it, the golf course is extremely difficult, and don't let. Two guys had rounds that are just those kind of rounds. Third place is only three under par. You know, and by the way, fourth place is only two under par. Best players in the world. And only three guys shot better than two under par. So don't let the unbelievable rounds by Koepka and Danny Lee and Fleetwood really fool you, or Lee and Koepka really. This golf course is a bear. Now, what we don't know is, how will they play it? How far back will they play it? How soft it is? That kind of stuff. We don't know that yet. And what will the conditions be like? I think the conditions, the amazing part of Koepka is he started off in the cold on number 10 and still did that. I think those that started on number one in the afternoon have a little advantage. But if you start on number 10 at 7 o'clock in the morning, 6 to 7:30 in the morning, man, you got a hard start to that tournament. Now the good news is, man, you can set this thing up holes 1, 2, 3, and 4, 5 maybe, or 1 through 4, whatever. You can do very, very well early out of the gates. So that's what Tiger needs today. He needs a really good start today and then finish up pretty strong. I like the golf course. I like the way that's set up. It's set up very difficult. The rough is high. And I'm looking forward to today.
Some notable tee times, obviously. 6:45, we get everything underway this morning. Vermeer, Adrian, and I'm going to try that last name, and Jason Kokrak will go off for 6:45. Tiger in his pairings will go off for 1:49. Johnson, Spieth, and Rahm will be on the course early, going off just before 8 a.m. Phil, Jason, and Rory will go off right after that trio. And what else we got out there? All kinds of fun stuff. But Tiger and his group go off of 1 today instead of going off of 10, taking the ride out. So maybe we'll see a little bit better of an effort on the front nine for Tiger Woods this afternoon.
Text message extraordinary says, golf course of Bear. Where are they playing? South Carolina? Bears on every hole. Did you see WYFF's one of the lead stories yesterday?
No.
About the bear population growing in South Carolina.
How about that?
Crazy. Texter said, I can understand people not liking Koepka because of his personality, but the dude has earned everything he's got, and I pull for him because he hasn't been given anything. I agree with that. I mean, going over to Europe and starting the way he started, totally agree with that. And he's coming into his own. He is a late bloomer. Remember we asked Jordan Bird about him in the Masters? I said, do you see it at Florida State? He goes, no, he was a really good player there, but nobody saw this out of him down there. He wasn't a special kid as far as that goes. Any other thoughts for segment two before we take a break?
No.
I enjoyed segment two. We'll come back. We have three guests today talking with Josh Williams, with Jinx Patrick, and with Larry Penley. Your phone calls, your texts, your tweets coming up. A lot to get into. Very short break. Before we do that, I'll tell you about our great friends at Priority One Security and what they're able to do by coming in and making you safe. You know, you guys get any scares up here at night, like people pulling up here at night?
No.
We just had them in the morning.
Just in the morning.
We had someone that tried to steal some stuff from us before, an inside job. Not anybody who worked for us, but it's kind of an inside job kind of thing. You know what we did? We had the cameras. Went straight to the cameras. And our cameras are great, man, because I'm not saying they're high-def cameras, whatever, but, you know, instead of the old grainy whatever, you get a pretty good idea of who and what. So we do a really incredible job of – our Priority One does an incredible job of getting you that kind of technology. It's nice knowing, being able to – hey, just go to the tape. The tape doesn't lie, buddy. Remember that. The tape doesn't lie. For that kind of technology and all other kinds of technologies, think about Priority One, one of the top 25 security integrators in the country. It's PriorityOneSecurity.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll open up phone lines, text, and tweets more right after this.
Don't forget, the Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is a perfect location for wedding rehearsals, large groups, office parties, graduation parties, family reunions, and birthday celebrations. The Blue Heron can also take care of your catering needs. Locally owned and operated, the Blue Heron is proud to serve Tiger fans the finest steaks and freshest seafood around. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
Mickey Fowler here. May is Military Appreciation Month, and Zero Res wants to say thank you to all the active and retired military with a great offer. Get 15% off any service all month long. Freshen up your home with Zero Res carpet cleaning or use this offer to clean your air ducts. With allergy season, cleaning your air ducts can help eliminate stuffiness and dust. So call today, 864-558-7300, or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
The deals are in full bloom at George Clovin Ford this month, where you can drive away in a new 2019 Escape with front-wheel drive, loaded with amenities, just $18,999. Plus tax and tag, SUVs cost less than travelers rest at George Clovin Ford. In business for nearly 90 years, there are never any added or hidden fees at George Clovin Ford. Drive away in a new 2019 Escape front-wheel drive today.
Advertised price includes $5,000 in rebates.
Expertise is yet another reason contractors and facility managers choose Crute LED. We sell the best products because we design them ourselves. The practical experience of installing them and learning what works best for our contractors and installers allows us to create fixtures that are exceptionally easy to install and include all the necessary parts without anything else to buy. Call us at 864-401-8156 or email us at sales@crute-led.com for more info on our innovative products or to place your order today.
Want a more beautiful lawn this season? The Home Depot has a few suggestions in one bag. Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action, starting at just $26.68. It feeds your lawn, it weeds your lawn, and it prevents crabgrass for up to 4 months. Three of the most common lawn problems, one great solution. Today is the day for doing with Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action, starting at just $26.68 a bag, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, Continental U.S. only.
As part of Military Appreciation Month, Tint Solutions of Easley is offering a free upgrade to Nanoflex Tint Film from the carbon price with Military ID. Owner Garrett Wilson has over 20 years' experience and wants you to take advantage of tinting options as low as $49.99. Keep your ride cool and block out 99% of all UV rays. He's the exclusive dealer for Nanoflex Tint Film, and he also does residential and commercial work. Tinting done right with Garrett Wilson at Tint Solutions of Easley, 630-3164.
The Vault in downtown Greenville has the coolest retro fan apparel, throwback gear from over 200 teams, NFL, MLB, NHL, NBA, and over 100 NCAA teams. Local gear from the Greenville Drive and Swamp Rabbits as well as defunct teams like the Greenville Braves. You'll find something you love at the Vault. Learn more at vaultretrosports.com and find us on Facebook and Instagram. Call 864-370-7850. The Vault, 213 North Main Street in downtown Greenville.
This is your breakfast wake-up call from Panera Bread. Don't start your day with a greasy processed breakfast. At Panera, breakfast to go no longer means to settle. Wake up with their new maple glazed bacon scrambled egg and cheese breakfast wrap. And pair it with their new Madagascar vanilla cold brew. All made 100% clean and ready to go with rapid pickup at the push of a button. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And that means compromising isn't an option. Panera, food as it should be.
At Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, we're all about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And part of that means showing support for our military. That's why we offer a $500 military discount to active or retired service members. It's our way of saying thank you for all you do. Whether you're looking for a car, SUV, minivan, or truck, we've got a huge inventory of quality new and pre-owned models for you to choose from. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or come see us in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile. Military discounts on select models only.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
I will do anything it takes to win.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Shadows in the dark. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Let's get to our phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Delvin checks in with us early this morning. Hey, good morning, Delvin. Hope you're getting ready for a good weekend. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Man, we are fantastic.
Well, I'm kind of not shocked by the whole Clemson going at 3:30 game. I figure since they got the 7:30 game with Syracuse, I don't think they were going to give them back-to-back. I guess they wanted to go with Texas. Everybody think Texas is back now.
Yeah. In looking at it, there's some competition. There's, to be honest with you, the one that you get the best ratings on now or the highest ratings on right now are it's a 12 o'clock game because there's so much more competition at 3 and at 7:30 and 8 o'clock now with all those games. But that doesn't surprise me in looking at it. Clemson's going to have an 8 o'clock game to start the season out and then a Syracuse game at 7:30. So 3:30 is not bad. I heard Brad and Ben talk a little bit about it yesterday, and the thought was, 3:30 is, or there's a noon game talking about noon being so hot. 3:30 is hotter than noon.
But the good thing about 330 is, here in Clemson at least, is it allows you time for those coming in. You know, if you're coming in from Charleston or Columbia and you don't want to get a hotel room, then you can come, you know, leave, go, I mean, on Saturday morning, come to the game and go back. So I think a lot of people like that 330 time. Kind of breaks the day up a little bit and allows people to do some things there. So not shocked by the 330 game, though.
That's why I think Fox is trying to get all these big games at 12 o'clock, like you said, because of the race.
Yeah, less competition for those noon games. Fans don't like noon games, and I don't blame fans for that. But with that said, you know, this is a TV is going to do its best it can to get the best matchups at the best times, and 3:30 is a pretty good spot right now. So that will be the in my mind the game the most difficult game Clemson's going to play all year.
Thank you,
Delvin. Have a great weekend. For your day, 3:30 is about right too, I would say, because the 12 noon games, man, you guys have to start so stinking soon over here.
Yeah, but then you know I'm home a little bit earlier in the night, so it's not too bad. 12 or 3:30 is great.
Not shocked LSU and Texas would get the ABC prime spot.
Yeah, it's the time of the year, early enough in the season where Texas is still back.
And the ESPN night slot right now, quite frankly, I don't think you want to go up against LSU and Texas right now.
Sure.
And if you're a Texas and Texas A&M fan, you know, Clemson and South Carolina play at the same time a lot of times. I don't like that. I'd rather be able to watch both of them play during a Saturday, one on TV, one in person, obviously. But so if you're Texas, you like this idea. You get Texas, Texas A&M back-to-back. Pretty big weekend now. Think about that for a second. Texas A&M and Texas. Now, Texas is hosting in Austin, Texas, LSU coming over. But that's a pretty good little weekend there. Also, Army and Michigan play that weekend.
Yeah, Army and Michigan play that weekend. Should be a lot of fun. I saw that stat yesterday. Army has a better record over the last two seasons than all but like seven Division I football teams.
Yeah.
The big boys, essentially.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
What a great turnaround Todd Monken and his staff have been able to pull off.
You're a little surprised, I guess, just by the opponent, right? If A&M and the Syracuse game were flip-flopped, A&M's a night game, right?
Well, I don't think that ABC cares about that stuff. ESPN cares about that stuff. I think they look at it each individual week. If the A&M Syracuse games were flip-flop and Texas and LSU were playing that weekend, then no, it'd be at 3:30. LSU and Texas is the premier game of the week that week. And there's not a team on Clemson's schedule that would present a better matchup than LSU and Texas, right? Jeff Monken, not Todd Monken, by the way. Right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. I mean, I get this all the time about why they keep putting us at this time slot. They don't care, man. They're looking at the other games during that time. Now, if LSU and Texas were the following week, then, yeah, Clemson and Syracuse would be at 3:30, and at A&M and Clemson would be at 7:30. But that's not the case. The LSU and Texas game is the game, and there's no Clemson game going to be better than that game. Catch me up on this. On the Moore kid that transferred in, I didn't realize this. He played in one game last year.
Yeah, he played one game for Texas Tech.
Right. Played 2 minutes.
No points, no rebounds, no assists, nothing.
Was he hurt? What was the deal?
To the best of my understanding, he knew he wanted to transfer, and he sat out.
Right. So,
I could be wrong. He was a high recruit, the highest Tech has ever had out there. And he wants to come closer to home. I guess there's a family situation.
I get that. But by not playing, he redshirted last year.
I guess.
And so his hope is that he gets a waiver and then we'll get four to play four.
Yeah.
Okay. I get that part of it then.
Yeah.
Because if not, he's just at 2 years. If you don't get a waiver, you might as well play because transfer year is going to be a redshirt.
He's a power forward, right? Did I read that?
Yeah, 6'7", 215 on there. So I just wonder what really happened.
He's a high four star.
Yeah, number 39 player in the country, which will be one of the highest rated players to ever come here.
It'd be great.
Yeah.
Hope he can get a waiver.
Yep. Hey, look, get you a good lawyer. You get a waiver now. Doesn't matter. Just say somebody said something kind of mean to you and kind of hurt your feelings. You can You can definitely get
Hope he gets the waiver. Hope he can go with the team over to Italy this summer.
Yep, be nice. No doubt. No doubt about it. Be nice. Hey, let me get my quarterback stuff here quickly. Can we do that?
Sure.
Ending up quarterbacks week. A couple of these guys might surprise you a little bit. There's two guys on this list that maybe a lot of you have not heard of. At number 10, and look, on number 10, I was thinking about, this is the top 10 quarterbacks in the country going this year. I thought about Joe Burrow a little bit. I thought about Bryce Perkins a little bit. I thought about, look, Khalil Tate did not have a very good year last year, and I think Khalil Tate's going to come back strong. So I thought a little bit about Khalil Tate. I thought a little bit about Jacob Eason. I thought a little bit about Shea Patterson, about Ian Book maybe, about Adrian Martinez. There's a kid out at North Texas that everybody likes now named Mason Fine. Thought about those guys. I went with Kellen Mond. And the reason I did is I saw him in person, and his athleticism and what he did to Clemson last year really influenced me there. So I went with Kellen Mond of Texas A&M at number 10. At number 9, here's a little surprise for you here, Mr. 24. Jordan Love at Utah State, who last year threw for 3,567 yards and 32 touchdowns and just 6 interceptions. Utah State is a program that continues to put out quarterbacks, and I like Jordan Love an awful lot. At number 8, I put Justin Fields. I think Fields is going to have a ton of weapons around him, and I think Ryan Day is a guy that is going to develop quarterbacks. I think he's going to be fine there. I think he's going to be a really, really good player. I don't think in the same as Trevor Lawrence, but I still think one of the top 10 quarterbacks. Speaking of that, Jalen Hurts, let's give him his due. Jalen Hurts was a really good quarterback at Alabama. For some reason, we've got this stigma out there about him that says he wasn't a great player before. No, he was a really, really, really good player before. I don't think he's going backwards under Lincoln Riley. They're going to ask him to do more, and he'll do more. I got Sam Ellinger from Texas at number 6. Look for a big year. Maybe not numbers-wise, but this is a tough kid, man. This is a kid that wants to run you over. 3,200 yards, almost 3,300 yards, 25 touchdowns, only 5 picks. And mental and physical toughness, I like this guy a lot. At number 5, this might be a little surprise to you out there if you hadn't seen him play. I only saw him a couple times last year. But I like Derek King from Houston. Last year, almost 3,000 yards passing, 36 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, and rushed for almost 700 yards and 14 touchdowns. He had 50 touchdowns last year. Didn't play against a lot of great defenses, but King is an athlete and a guy who runs around and makes a bunch of plays and 50 touchdowns before he had an injury last year as well.
So he should have had that big number. Opportunity equals production.
Right, right, right. Jake Fromm at number 4. I think Fromm has a better year this year than just a game manager. Let me make sure I'm not saying this by Fromm. Fromm last year, 2,700 yards, 30 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Solid, solid year.
I think Jake Fromm can make every single throw that's out there.
Right. I agree with that.
A matter of asking him to do so at Clemson, at Georgia, and see what they can do going forward.
I will say, though, that when it comes to talent, 3 better than him. Number 3, Justin Herbert from Oregon. 3,100 yards, 29 touchdowns, 8 picks last year, 63 career touchdown passes, in an offense that should be electric this year. I think he's going to have a huge year this year. Number 2, Tua. Last year, Tua, 3,966 yards, 43 touchdowns, 6 picks last year. 2 of those picks, though, in the national championship game. And let's make no mistake about it, as a true freshman and as a true sophomore and a true junior, best quarterback in the country is Trevor Lawrence. 3,280 yards last year, 30 touchdowns, only 4 picks, including 6 touchdowns in the playoffs against Notre Dame and Alabama, 2 highly thought of defenses, is why he's the best quarterback in the country. We'll do running back week. Actually, you know what? Got some days off next week with some things coming up. We're going to move that back to the following week. So no running backs week next week. We'll move that back a little bit and do running backs in a
quick
couple.
Guesstimate, as we said, 104 days away here. Trevor Lawrence's numbers postseason.
You mean
what it look like after next year or this year?
Trevor Lawrence will throw for about 3,500 yards this year. He'll throw for about 35 touchdowns. And maybe six picks, something like that.
So a slight improvement
in his Heisman Trophy campaign.
Whoa!
So see how that works out for him. Pretty sure that'll work out pretty good. All right, an open phone line segment. When we come back, I do have something for you though. I have rating the top 130 jobs across the country. A website rated those. And also, there's a 100-day countdown on CBS Sports. We are 100 days from college football now. So we're looking forward to, inside 100 days there, we're looking forward to that. Don't forget, too, Clemson gets commitments from Miles Murphy and from Kobe Pryor. We'll tell you about both of those guys in our next segment. I do want to tell you about our great friends at Granger Nissan. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partners of the Clemson Tigers, proud partners of the Tigers, and home of the Lifetime Powertrain Warranty. Don't forget about that. It is the summer of SUVs. They've got a really nice selection of different size SUVs over there. Their technology they really like among their SUVs. So I want you to get in touch with them at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com. Do some pre-shopping. That's how you kind of do it now. Do some pre-shopping first, and then when you get that, you'll kind of have a little idea. And then when you get in there, you'll know exactly what we're talking about. It's our great friends over at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com. They'd love to have you this weekend. Weather's going to be